In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. And today we're going to have Jimmy, my friend Jimmy Tavella, Jimmy the Roofer, talking about how the Lord really changed his life in a miraculous way and is continuing to work in his life because the Holy Spirit's alive. Jimmy, welcome. You have the microphone.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Jimmy the Roofer. I just ask you, Lord, to anoint my words, allow the people to hear what you need to come out of me, Lord. I just ask you, Holy Spirit, to allow the people that are like me, that were suffering with depression, with drug addiction, with alcoholism, allow them to come and see that it was you, Lord, that has set me free from all that I have went through in my life. First, I just like to share a little with you that the gift that I have of the Holy Spirit that's dwelling within me that has at times boiled out in laughter and in cheering and praising the Lord. I can't contain it sometimes. I will go back to the prodigal son, which I was. At one time, I was very wealthy. I had a lot of property. And I always ask God to bless me, to bless my family, bless my children. And I took it all for granted, and I ended up finding myself very lost. Lost where I was way deep in a depression. I was way deep in the desert. I couldn't find my way out. I would always go and see counselors and psychiatrists and shrinks, and I would always say, Lord, why is it that you don't heal me? Why is it that I always got to suffer? Why is it that I always got to find myself back to square one again? And I never totally surrendered. I was always mentally defeated. I was always giving words to my life like, oh, I'm never going to get that. I'm never going to be like that again. And I found myself deeper in the Word, in singing songs to Jesus while I'm in the valley, that he takes you out of the valley, and he just molds you to who he wants you to be, not to our perspective as human beings, because we're all spiritual people trapped in human bodies, having human experiences, going through human life problems on this earth. I believe that we're deeper than that. I think we're all very spiritual in our spirits and who we really are, but we choose not to run to Jesus. We choose to run to gambling, drugs, alcohol, drug addiction to take away all of the hurt that we have inside of us. We're all broken vessels, and we're all looking for Jesus to touch us. And I will not say that I cannot say as much as I can say right now that I had that touch from the experience of the glory of Jesus, who has touched me way deep in my spirit. I know this to be true because I'm a totally different person. He makes all things new. He has set me free from my drug addiction. He has set me free from my alcoholism. I used to wake up in the morning and dread the day. Today, it's a totally new song. Today I take the challenge from Jesus. I always, when I wake up in the morning, I get the privilege to sit and be with him for an hour before I go out to work. I get to say, Lord, I commend my spirit to you, Lord. You know the path for me today. I don't know the path. Only I choose to be with you, Lord, because I love you, Jesus. I love you with a passion, Lord. But I'm still broken. I still need you to heal me. I'm not perfect. I'm human, just like we all are. But I allow Jesus to go forth for me, because if I don't, I'm one of those people that get caught up in everything. And everything and everyone I get caught up with. And I try to not indulge myself. I try to just allow Jesus to let him walk me through this journey of life now.
Tell the day that the first day you came to see me. This was an interesting day.
The day that I came in to see Father, I was very broken. My mind was, it's like a ping pong ball. Yeah, I don't know if everybody knows what I'm talking about, but I believe you do. I just couldn't stop all the voices. I couldn't stop everything that was going on. It was like a tornado, and I was standing in the middle of the tornado, and I was watching my life go down, down. I mean, I couldn't been any lower. I thought of committing suicide several times. I came to a point where I said, Lord, if you do not meet me there with Father Tom, who I don't know this man, if you do not show up, Lord, the moment I come out is when I contemplate suicide. I said, I am desperate for you to help me. Well, little did I know that Jesus showed up. I came in and I couldn't even look in Father's eyes. I couldn't even talk. I couldn't even open my mouth. And Father literally had to put his hands on my eyes to look at me. And, you know, I believe I was probably demon-possessed. I don't know. I was just so much in torment, I tell you. And Father just rebuked them out of me, rebuked the pride, rebuked the ego, rebuked selfishness out of me, rebuked the devil, rebuked drug addiction, alcoholism. And at that time, I just felt like the world had come off my shoulders and I was totally free, like I do now. I broke out in laughter for 4 days. I couldn't drive my car. I tried to go home that day. I lit my whole house. Anybody that came in the vicinity of like 4 feet from me would laugh. And they would look at me and go, what were we laughing about? And I said, you have no idea. And I'd go to work. I'd get up on the roof. And it felt like the wind would go, whoo. And I'd have to fall on my knees and laugh. I mean, belly laughter, where I'd go, stop, no more, no more. And then at the same time, I was saying more, more, more. And it was like, I didn't really understand it. I didn't have any knowledge of what was going on inside of me. So I asked the Lord, I said, I don't know what's going on, but I know I'm different, but something's different than, I can't put my words on it. I couldn't put my finger on it. So I asked the Lord, I said, you know, Father's very busy. I said, can you please make it a point where I could just see him for 3 seconds? That's all I want is 3 seconds. And I pulled up in front of the rectory, and I went, as I was walking to the door, I said, Lord, I just want to ask this man what has happened to me. And as I opened the door, Father's sitting there in his pajamas. And I looked up and I looked at him and he said, Jimmy! And I said, Father! And I said, and I walked over gently because, you know, he didn't know what was going on with me. And I put my arm on his shoulder and I put my arm on him, my other hand on his, and I yelled out, what did you do to me? Am I going crazy? And he just started busting out in a big laugh and he said, no, you've been set free. And Jesus does set you free. And I am a living testimony. I have many people have told me, you know, how did you do it? Where did you go? See, I find myself when I'm in deep, deep problems, I don't stay home no more. That's a no-no because I'll get deeper in my darkness. I throw myself in church. I throw myself at the altar because Jesus is the only one that can take it from us. Because we choose to carry the burden. We choose to take it off the cross, and we choose to walk with it still. We're supposed to get on our knees in front of the altar and say, Lord, take it from me. I kneel it to the cross. Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can set me free. And I listen to that song all the time, and I encourage everybody to listen to it. I encourage everybody as they're in their car, not listen to their radio. I encourage everybody to listen to worship music morning, noon, and night. You don't need to be watching TV. And, you know, those are all, I call TV an idiot box now, because it's nothing to fill your mind but depression and evil stuff. And you have to change the way you look at things, and the things around you will change. In order to do that, you only allow Jesus to do it for you, because we're all incapable. We're all broken. We're all desperate for Jesus to touch us. And I've seen many and many, many things that at one time I would say they were not true, but they're all true. Charles Stanley, Creflo Dollar, John Hagee. You have to indulge yourself, like Father says, and I really do this. I'm not just saying this. I'm like a dog that has that bone in this. You know, the enemy comes at you in many ways. Doesn't come at you only through your children. Doesn't come at you only, you know, through your workers, and not only through people that you encounter during the day. But he throws dots that are sinking in your mind. And the only helmet that I know that works is the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Fit my feet with my girdles, Lord, so I don't be shaken by the arrows that Satan and his army throw against us. Because we all have a choice, a free will, but the only way out is through Jesus, because Jesus is the one that came to this earth and has been tempted in many ways that we'll never understand. And he's the one that I walk behind. I don't put him behind me no more. I say, Jesus, you go forth for me. Like when I'm going to go for a job, I say, Lord, you go before me. Because I'm human. I might say something that's wrong to somebody. And I can't. I got to let you go forth, Lord. I allow your angels to go before me, Lord. I'm like a bumping car. I allow myself to be scented and allow the angels to work all around me as bumpers to keep the evil away from me. Because, you know, I'm just as human as you are. You know, I get in my flesh also. I could get in my flesh within 30 seconds, but I choose not to be that person anymore. I don't like that person. I like walking with Jesus, because I feel the love that comes out of me to other people.
So, before Jimmy was very wealthy, he had houses, he had cars, he had everything that he needed materially, but I would imagine that drugs and whatever literally put a hole in his boat, and he lost everything. He lost everything. But you want to know what? I'll tell you one thing he didn't lose. The Lord never stopped loving him. Even in the midst of his depravity, the Lord never stopped loving him. Maybe you've lost everything, and you think there's no possible way out. Well, this is a testimony of reality. This is a testimony of reality that he had lost everything. Didn't even have a house to live in. You know, how bad can things get? But you want to know what? He had Jesus. Come on, tell us some more.
Well, as a child, my mother always brought me to church, and I always believed in Jesus. I always knew that Jesus was the one we run to when we had problems or troubles. I never knew that the love of Jesus. I probably was the Sunday punch the card, come in church, punch my card, Lord, here I am. But it's beyond that now. I'm drawn to him. I can't escape Holy Rosary Church. Even as I drive by, I have to stop and go in. Just to be in the church, it's so peaceful, quiet. It's words that only you have to experience the Lord to touch you, and what you need to be touched, because I had to be touched in a different way. Maybe you need to be touched in a different way. And only Jesus knows how to touch you that way. Nobody else knows how to touch you. I I really, really have seen a lot of things in my life from when I was truly, truly lost. And now where I am now, how God has, as I praise and worship him, I see how he does little things that I chuckle about. I laugh. I say, Lord, that's no way that came from me, Lord. There's no way that came from me. That came from you. So how do you repay someone that when you were at death's door, grabbing the handle, and you chose, I really wanted to commit suicide. I'm not going to lie to you. I couldn't take it no more. I couldn't take what I've done to my life, what I've done to my children, my family, the embarrassment, the shame that I brought to myself. But Jesus was there. He showed me that like I said before, the agape love. I'm a new creation. I'm totally different. I look at things differently. Yeah, I look at them from the spirit realm, you might say. Yeah. I look at it from the spirit realm. I can't look through my human eyes, because when I look through my human eyes, I defeat myself, because, you know, the world is what it is right now, but only Jesus could bring us all through it. You know, everybody that I know that is a roofer is going through hard times, but everybody doesn't know Jesus. A lot of people just don't know Jesus. They know of him, but they don't know him. Until you take your cement shoes off, until you say, Lord, I surrender, Lord. I surrender all to you, Lord. Until you truly come and worship him, until you truly submit yourself to him, and you call him Lord of all, then he will repair your life. Then he'll place you back up on the rock. He will hide you underneath his wing until the storm goes by. I always see as people have three things. One person is just coming out of the storm. The second person is just about to go into the storm. And the third person is in the storm. And it's not how you react. I don't think it's how you react. I think it's how you just say, you surrender. That's the bottom line. There's no way around it. You have to surrender to everything, to everybody that knows people that are lost, that are in drugs or in alcohol. They have to come to a point where they have to reach it for themselves. You can't enable them. If you're enabling them, that's no good. See, you have to become with them. You have to pray for them.
The day Jimmy came to me, the first words he said to me as we were walking toward the church, he says, nobody wants to listen to me. I literally covered my face. That here is a human being. I didn't know what his problem was. And he said, nobody wants to listen to me. And I get nauseated. Now, I'm sure there was lots of reasons why people didn't want to listen, but you want to know what? We can never give up on people, because Jesus never gives up on us. We cannot be their savior, but we can never give up on people. So I took him in the room, and we prayed. And God did it. It's what God did. It's what God did. And the Lord's continuing to do things. You know, these people are living by faith. Jimmy's living by faith. Jimmy's living by faith, he and his family. Things have become so different now. We're not going to tell you it's all roses, because you know what? We'd be lying to you. There are thorns with the roses. Difficulties face us every day. But it's how you deal. How do you deal with the difficulties?
I give it to Jesus. I choose to just say, Lord, if this is your will, then this is the way it's going to be.
What about your singing?
My singing, it's out of control. Olianda la landa, Olianda, we praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Ishikine mahala maha, we praise you, Lord. It comes out. I can't stop it. But you know what? It's all glory to Jesus' ears. It might not be glory to your ears, but I know that his ears bent down and he gets all the glory. I don't get no glory. I don't want the glory. I don't want none of the praise. I don't want people to say, oh, that was awesome. That was good. No, see, it's not me. It's Jesus that's in me that is allowing people to hear what I'm saying to you. If you have an ear, then you can hear what I'm saying to you. It is Jesus that is saving people like me. Because we're all us addicts and alcoholics and people that have major depression. Only but the Lord who I can go to. I can't. I got no one else to go to. I could sit in my house and do a pity party. But what good's that going to do to me? I could go to Jesus. And I become free. And next thing you know, I start singing a new song. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Oh, it's all for you, for your glory, Lord. And I think, you know, that's what it's all about. It ain't all about you. It's not about the next person. It's all about how Jesus can bring us to him. See, because he's been chasing me down for years. And I choose to run away from him. You know, I like I said earlier, that I was brought up in a Catholic church, and I went to a Pentecostal church, and I was going to church, but I wasn't really going to see Jesus. I would go and, you know, sit in the chair, sit in the pew, yeah, okay, Lord, I'm here. But I never really engaged myself, like, with everybody. Like, Holy Rosary is full of love. I don't know any other church that I can say it any other differently. You know, people don't judge everybody. There's not a clique. You know, you got those little groupies that stick together. You know, it's everybody. Everybody in Holy Rosary. When you come, you feel the love. I don't know any other church. Do you want to know why that you feel the love when you walk in there? It's because the Holy Spirit is present in Holy Rosary Church. And if you really don't believe me, you should come and find out.
Tell them what happened when you went into the chapel today.
Today?
Yeah, what did you say?
Oh, I just broke out in praise. I just broke out in praise. Father was in there earlier. You know, they were doing the hours of the liturgy before me. And it was like I walk into a wall of glory. And I just started thanking him. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. For you have set me free. Thank you, Lord. And it's like a wall of glory. And Father goes, I don't feel it. But it was there. It was present. And, you know, I just give all the glory to Jesus, because I know there's a lot of people that are out there like me that are suffering, that don't have a way out, that don't know the way out.
And I want you to pray for them now.
Lord, we just pray for the people that have depression. Lord, we just ask you to, as you brought me here to Father's radio station, that you allow them to hear the testimony of mine. Allow the Holy Spirit to touch them, Lord. As you're crying, as where you are, that's the Holy Spirit touching you. Lord, we just ask you more, Lord. We just ask you more. We just ask you to touch them, Lord. We just ask you to pour out your presence in them, Lord. We just allow you to touch them, bring them to you, draw them to you, Lord. We just ask you to bring them to the Holy Rosary where everybody can pray over them, lay hands on them, Lord. And maybe we can help you as we pray over you. But only Jesus will set you free. We're all vessels. We're all broken. So, Lord, we just ask you to help them, Lord.
Amen.
You know what? His word was surrender that he kept on using. Surrender, surrender, surrender. Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. That's right. Draw us close to you, Lord. and sing, I surrender all, I surrender all, I surrender all, I surrender all, all to Jesus, precious Savior, I surrender all. Listen, my friends, he's also a roofer, and I'm going to tell you, I'm not saying this because it's because he's my spiritual child. I'm saying this because it's true. He's a great roofer, and his prices cannot be beat. Like I tell him, Jimmy, you've got to go up in your prices because you're too cheap. And he's, you know what he says to me, Father Tom, a half a loaf is better than none. And you know what? Like I'm going to tell you, he is the person to get because he is. Like I'm telling you, he's fast, he's clean, and his telephone number is 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341. Let me also say this, tonight at 7:30, there will be Mass at the Holy Rosary, and I'm going to tell you about our revival glory, and it's going to be this Sunday evening, 7 to 11, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 10 to 2 and 7 to 11. Holy Rosary, Winthrop, 02152. It's $50 of what you can afford. Holy Rosary, Winthrop, 02152. And I want to tell you this, we're going to expect great miracles to happen. We're going to have heaven on earth by the power of the grace of God. And the glory will be there. And we want to see the cloud of glory. And I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602 East Boston, Mass. 02128. And Lord, bless Jimmy. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless his family. Bless his family. And Lord Jesus Christ, fill him with the Spirit in such a way that when people see him, they start praying in tongues. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.